Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Won't be long now. Easter Sunday right around the corner. One of the biggest brunch days of the year. It's right up there with Mother's Day. Biggest days to go out for brunch. Joining us with some Easter brunch recommendations, our pal Phil Vitale, the food critic for your Chicago Tribune. Phil, good afternoon. How are you doing there, my friend?
I am doing great, Dean. Thanks for having me.
I missed tremendously when we were all in one building over at Tribune Tower.
Yes.
I would run into you occasionally in the hallways or the fine food services that they had over there. That sounds sarcastic? I meant it that way.
Just a bit,
Yeah, so are you enjoying your new digs over at the Prudential Building?
They're very bright and shiny and clean, and they do have a couple of little restaurants in the building, which doesn't do me any good, but it definitely helps out my my colleagues. So we could have done worse. I think Blair Kamen's assessment that our new building looks like the box the Tribune Tower came in was a funny line.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. I'm looking at our old building right now, where the construction's going.
Right.
Yeah.
No. You're up high, at least. I'm on the third floor. I've got no view to speak of.
Yeah, I do have a nice view. We did upgrade view-wise from our street level of people putting their buttocks up against the window while we're trying to do shows. So that's part.
They can do it now. More power to them.
Yeah, if they can get up this high, more power to them. Exactly. So I'm correct, right, that Easter Sunday is one of the biggest brunch days of the year?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you're right. Mother's Day is the only other thing that comes close.
And are we still talking hotels are your best bet if you're trying to go and find a good Easter brunch somewhere?
Hotels are always really good because their buffets are the biggest and the most widespread to have the most choices food-wise. So if you're a family and you have family members with diverse tastes, then you may be happiest in a hotel. However, hotels have kind of escalated their prices quite a bit, so you will pay a lot. And so individual restaurants they've gotten more and more into this Sunday brunch game, and they're probably your best bet from a budget standpoint.
Yeah, I was just looking at the list that you had sent over, that the Easter brunch at the Peninsula Hotel. Now, that's a spectacular hotel, spectacular room, spectacular food. $225 per person.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the highest, I would think, in the city.
One of the highest. I didn't look, but based on previous years, I would say the restaurant in Trump Tower is more expensive.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
You're not going to save significant money at some of the other city's best, fanciest hotels.
Yeah. So let's run down a few of your picks of places to go where you can still get a reservation for Easter. Run down the list here because we have to get to a baseball shortly, so we're going to be a little bit short of time today, right?
All right. From an a la carte standpoint, I like Bar Biscay, which is 1450 West Chicago Avenue. They're a Spanish-style restaurant, so they'll have some really interesting food there. A la carte at the Florentine at the JW Marriott Hotel in the Loop. You'll be looking at a much more traditional type Easter buffet. Same with the Grill on the Alley at 909 North Michigan Avenue. If you're a little more adventurous, the a la carte menu at La Serena Clandestina, which is on Fulton Market, which is the big hot neighborhood for restaurants right now.
Right.
Tried and true, Lowry's the Prime Rib on Ontario Street.
When's the last time you went to Lowry's, Phil?
Wow, it's been, 5 years.
I only say because with me it's been years.
Yeah.
But talk about a restaurant with longevity, right?
Wow, yeah.
As restaurants go through these trendy, whatever the food trend is, they're putting out, their big old red meat, and everybody's enjoying it.
Right. They saved a fortune on menu redesign.
That's right.
Because they haven't changed their menu in 100 years. But when everybody's clamoring for that prime rib and maybe a piece of salmon, why change? Everybody knows why you're going to Lowry's the prime rib.
Yeah, wow. I haven't been there in such a long time. Anyway, go continue, please.
All right. In Pilsen, there's a cute, newish place about a year or so old called Monty Burke's. It's on 18th Street. They're doing a walk-around buffet with a prime rib carving station as one of its big highlights. Similarly, River Roast, which is at the river in LaSalle Street, they're doing a $55 buffet with they're roasting. They're doing carving ham. They're carving smoked turkey. They're carving beef strip loin. They've got a whole salmon they're doing. That should be nice. Tried and true, the Signature Room. Talk about a restaurant that's been around for a long, 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 long time. On the unnamed building at 875 North Michigan Avenue, John Hancock to you and me.
Formerly, yes.
They're doing a buffet brunch. That's going to cost you because they're way up there and you get that view, but it's $80 and $35 for kids under 12. Out in the suburbs, I really like The Barn in Evanston. They have an a la carte menu. There's a very nice place in Forest Park called The Heritage, and their a la carte menu, Easter is not significantly different there than it is for every Sunday at that place. It's a really cute place. In Oak Brook, the Hyatt Lodge does a big, fancy Easter brunch with entertainers and the Easter Bunny and a magician and this and that, which partly explains the $67 adult and $26 kid price. And one of my favorites always is Shaw's Crab House in Schaumburg on Higgins Road, where they have the seafood buffet, and I can load up on all that crab meat and lobster, and I always get my money's worth at that place, yep. Even though it's $75 for Easter.
Yep.
But that's only a $10 upcharge from the regular price.
Yeah, that's not too bad, considering. I mean, normally holidays are a little more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little busier. It's, you know, to me, going out on those days are not the best days to go out because they're so busy and often so pressed. But you go to some place like Shaw's, you know you're going to hit a home run every time.
Right. Yeah, you're right about the holiday thing. Is that, well, it's going to be a lot more crowded, but on the other hand, it's going to cost you more. And so you have that to deal with.
Right.
But restaurants space out their seating so it's never too crazy.
I imagine the Shaw's downtown is probably pretty much offering the same kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little less involved. The Higgins Road place has more space, but yes, Shaw's in downtown is always a good spot.
Yeah, wonderful food there. What's the story with Ocean Prime?
Ocean Prime is an out of town concept that just opened about 3 days ago, and they're right there in the building called London House, which is the southwest corner of Wacker Drive and Michigan Avenue, right across from the bridge. Very upscale seafood restaurant that has got good reputation in the cities they've been in, and now they're here in Chicago. And this is the first, Easter will be one of the first Sundays they're open, and they're doing an a la carte brunch with lots of seafood options. And it's, if you're looking for something on the upscale side, that might be a place to go into because not that many people know they're in town yet.
Is London House still one of the prime rooftops in Chicago right now? I know that was the place to go the past couple of years.
Yeah, because it's tiered, has a tremendous view. Some people make jokes about, because of the differences in floors, that they literally look down on the patio at Trump Tower because they're up a little higher. It's very posh.
Very nice. Any restaurant favorites right now, new restaurants, Phil, that you've enjoyed that you want to...
Funny thing is, I just went back to Lane Amad, a place that's not new, but I haven't been in so long, and had a really nice meal there. I've also been tagging along to places. There's a new place. Entente is not a new restaurant, but they just moved into the downtown area from up on North Lakeview, and that looks promising. There's a new restaurant called Jung. It's out on Chicago Avenue, right around 1400 West. It's Korean. It's Korean / American fine dining and really cool food. the couple who were there, who operate the place, had a restaurant in Westmont called Hanbun, and it was one of those little cool places you had to know about because they served lunch every day, but dinner one weekend a month, and you had to reserve forever in advance to get in there. I'm looking forward to Galit, which just opened. It's an Israeli and Middle Eastern themed restaurant in the Nepal neighborhood. And Ricardo Michi, who has the wonderful trattoria on Clark Street, just opened Ricardo Osteria on Lake Street. So he's kind of joining that whole Lake Fulton Randolph
right.
restaurant. Dent Black Star kind of thing they have there.
Yeah, conglomeration of restaurants all
in. Yeah, that's the word I want.
One area. I know what you mean. I mean, it's, you don't know where to turn over there. There's so many.
Right.
I just wanted to also quickly ask you what your thoughts were about the James Beard Award nominations that came out for the Great Lakes region, for the basically the Midwestern area. Chicago mm-hmm. restaurants dominated the nominations for that.
Yeah, they did. They did to the dismay of the other cities in the Great Lakes region, such as Detroit and Indianapolis and Cincinnati and Cleveland, who think yeah. they can't catch a break as long as Chicago is bigfooting everybody. I have been, when I was on the committee, and I'm not anymore, I used to argue that Chicago probably ought to be its own region to give those other areas a bit
sure.
more of a chance.
Yeah, of course.
And I think so. I'm at the other hand, I'm very happy for the Chicago winners. I didn't see a single name in there that made me scratch my head and think, why is she, he, you know, what are they doing there? It's a strong list. I have my fingers crossed and crossed and crossed for the for Kevin Bame and Rob Katz to win Restaurateur for the first time, because they've been nominated about six times in a row, and I'm hoping this is their lucky their lucky year. And it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll know the answers in almost exactly a month. Yeah, 4 weeks. The gala will be here in Chicago on May 6th.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that's always a fun night, and great that they've sort of made Chicago their home for the past several years.
Yes,
the Academy Awards of the culinary world.
Absolutely,
Phil. Do you have your Easter brunch picks online someplace people can take a look at?
We have one online. You can find it at chicagotribune.com/dining. Don't look for it under my name, because one of my colleagues assembled this list. But yes, you can find this. You find these online, and these and many more, actually.
All right, chicagotribune.com/dining. Always enjoy reading and also talking with Phil Vitale, Chicago Tribune's dining critic. Phil, have a great day today. Thank you so much.
Thanks.